Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I spent some time on a lettuce farm recently where tractors are busy digging furrows in the dirt. This region in southwest Arizona is called the Salad Bowl of America. 90% of the country's winter lettuce is grown right here in the fields around Yuma. And farmer John Boltz says the lettuce we're standing in front of could soon be in front of you.
Oh gosh, it could go anywhere across the U.S. and Canada. And if I was traveling around the country and ordered myself up a Caesar salad, or anybody out there listening, you know, could end up on any of their plates or what have you. We're stepping out into a romaine lettuce field here. Water is a precious natural resource that we depend on to be able to grow these crops. As the old adage goes, you know, food grows where water flows. And right here in this field, water is flowing down these furrows to irrigate this crop.
We're literally walking towards it right now.
We are, yeah. Lettuce is mostly made of water, upwards of 90% made of water.
And all this water is coming from a canal that comes from the Colorado River, which really isn't that far away from here.
Yeah, it's all, it's an amazing system. It moves by gravity, extremely efficient. It's one of the reasons why food is so affordable in our country, is that we're literally standing on the shoulders of giants that came 50, 100, 150 years before us that put in this infrastructure.
Here comes the water. We better get out of the way.
Yeah.
This is a unique time to be a farmer in America. Boltz is wearing a mask to protect against COVID-19. He's a Trump supporter.
I have one vote. My wife has one vote. But regardless of who gets elected, our biggest thing is that we're going to work with those people to make sure that we're able to continue to produce what the American people need. And that's what our great American Republican democracy is about.
Still, Boltz will be sorry to see the Republican president go. He liked to see President Trump cutting regulations. He doesn't mind the trade war with China.
We grow cotton and we grow some other crops that are traded beyond the borders of the United States. I know a lot of people in my profession across the country were not in favor of the tariffs. But I think most people do appreciate that are in farming, do appreciate that an administration was trying to bring a little bit of balance back to a pretty hefty imbalance as far as trade has been happening.
The economy's tough. We're in the middle of a pandemic. How are you doing? How is business down here?
Well, the last year for us has been very similar to everybody else. The products we grow in the winter months down here, they won't store in a grain bin. They don't sit on a shelf waiting for people to buy them. They have a 2 to 3 week shelf life at best. So when we see places around the country shut down, restaurants shut down, we saw billions of dollars go to waste. The natural resources that went into growing those crops go to waste. Lots of knee-jerk reactions that maybe didn't make a lot of sense.
In terms of the shutdowns?
As far as lockdowns, shutdowns, however you want to describe it. So it's been a very challenging year.
Boltz still knows the risk is growing as COVID erupts across the country, and I could see that his workers were being careful as another tractor rolled by.
You know, I noticed the guys in the tractors in the cabs there wearing masks.
Yeah, they have to get out from time to time and adjust things. They have to get out and talk to guys. It's just some of them find it's easier not to take it off and put it back on all the time.
You know, but that's your policy on the farm?
Yeah, we're using masks when we're having to work together. You know, it's a big deal to us to make sure our workers stay safe.
Well, I hear you, but you know, as you well know, the agriculture community has been sort of in the spotlight during the pandemic at places like fish houses and meat processing plants and in fields like this because, well, people may be working outside. You know, I noticed some men working in the field out here on my way over, and there was a big bus that they all came in together, I could tell. So do you think your workers feel safe?
I think they do. I had one of them ask me, how did you know that the outbreak would get this bad? Why did you work so hard to help prepare all of us as employees to, you know, employ the right practices and everything? And I said, well, you look at the science, you look at the best advice from the experts. We took that advice and we put it into practice.
California has seen deadly outbreaks of COVID-19 on its farms. When I asked the Yuma County Health Department if this area has seen any, the answer was not yet. But let's put that into context. 50,000 workers descend on the region every winter, many of them on temporary work visas from Mexico. They pick lettuce by hand in the sun, fix sprinklers like the one you hear watering this field. The workers package produce and ship it off to restaurants and grocery stores around the country. The health department says it's partnering with a group to offer testing, housing, and health checks for workers who do get sick. But for people like Emma Torres, all the uncertainty leaves an ugly question hanging in the air.
Well, right now, what if?
As in, what if there's an outbreak? Torres is director of a local farm worker advocacy group called Campesinos Sin Fronteras.
We think about basic hygiene, and they say wash your hands or every time they go up to the bathroom and all that. But if it's not available, if water and soap is not available, if there is not a clean bathroom, is that all those, then that should be a concern. And that's an area.
Are you hearing that from workers?
Well, I don't hear it. I have seen it. So it's been, I grew up being a farm worker myself. So, you know, I am familiar with, you know, how the environment is.
Is there any way to know if there's outbreaks happening within this worker community if nobody's testing them? I mean, is there widespread testing going on the farms?
What happened, Peter, was that when COVID started and everybody were sheltered at home and all that, that was last March 15 or something like that, our agriculture season was ending at that time. So we didn't see a lot of that. And so last time, not here because the work ended, but in Salinas we heard. In Santa Maria we heard of the outbreaks.
In California.
And these are the same workers that we work with. They migrate upstream. So we have not seen it because they have not been here.
Interesting. But the season is picking up now.
It's picking up right now. So we don't know. That's why I was saying at the beginning, I don't know. We're praying and hoping that it won't. And again, but not just praying and hoping, but we're being proactive and, again, given organizing ourselves to provide information and the PPE to prevent from being infected, because we don't want an outbreak. Nobody wants an outbreak, definitely, you know, because that will be very disastrous for our ag industry.
So in a way, the virus is on the doorstep, just waiting for a chance to get in. Torres says she's concerned about all those farm buses that carry workers every day from the border to the fields. The passengers appear worried, too. I saw many of them covering their entire faces so only their eyes were showing.
And when they travel in these enclosed vehicles, 30 or more of them, for half an hour or an hour, their risk increases.
And she worries about the long lines on the Mexican side of the border, where workers gather at the port, shoulder to shoulder, waiting to cross before dawn.
I guess it is very concerning to me, because there should be maybe a faster line where they don't have to like be staying there for hours, standing, you know, one after the other, and because it is a risk for them and for us.
Add it all up, and it's exhausting work, even without a pandemic.
What can I tell you? Farm workers have it always tough because they don't have a year-round job. They don't have a job that provides them fringe benefits. They don't have health insurance. Very few of them, you know, there's a small percentage, maybe 30, 40% of people that might have health insurance while they're working. They say that for them, they don't even notice something being worse than the other because they've been always under this precarious conditions, living under precarious conditions.
So now a new administration is coming in. What's your message to Joe Biden from farm workers in Yuma, Arizona?
Well, my message is that as a farm worker population is being now deemed essential, that they would be given them the same attention as other essential workers, provide them with the benefits, with health insurance, you know, that they deserve. We need to have a healthy workforce, you know, that's all. So that's where I see that we have a common ground with the agricultural industry, that because they want a healthy workforce. We want a healthy workforce.
Makes sense, considering how much we rely on these farms in Yuma for the food we'll be eating this winter.